Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Wednesday, June the 20th, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. All right. Now, today, if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I do have a chat window open. The only thing you have to do is log into whatever media, social media site you use, and we can get our chat on. All right. Now, with all that being said, let's talk. Today I have a lot of things on my mind. So today our topic is what the heck? Yes, that's the topic, what the heck, which means it's an open mic, anything goes. If you got something on your mind you want to talk about, you want to say what the heck to, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to sit here and discuss it with you. With that being said, let's get started. Now, yes, Miami Heat fans, I know I said Oklahoma City in six. Well, I guess I'm going to have to change that, huh? Okay, I admit I'll change it. Oklahoma City in seven. Y'all thought I was going to say they were out of it. No, not at all. That is not going to happen. Oklahoma City in seven. They're going to win tonight, win the next two in Oklahoma City, and shock the Miami Heat. Then what y'all going to say, Miami Heat fans? Ha! Now, with that being said, let's talk about this basketball finals going on right now. You know, it's all right to be a fan, you know, and root for your team. That's wonderful. That is great. But when it gets to the point to where you actually start, let's see, what's the lack of a, you start just being in love with one of the players and your objectivity is gone, then there's a problem there. You know, how can you be on the radio, television, whatever, and you have a biased opinion what's going on? I really don't care for the Miami Heat. I don't. But when they play a good game, I give them credit. They play a good game. You know, but it's not that. It's just disgusting to have someone on the radio and all thing they're doing is talking about this person like they're God. I guess they think he is the king. And yes, I'm talking about LeBron James. Don't get me wrong. LeBron James, he's a very talented player. Yes, he's one of the best in the NBA. I say that. It may hurt me to say it, but I admit that. But when you all of a sudden say he's a legend, you know, comparing him to Wilt Chamberlain, really? I don't think so. What the heck is going on with that? And not that you just go 2 or 3 minutes with it. You do a whole hour and a half of nothing but talking about how great LeBron James is. Like he the second coming or something. No, he's not. Yes, he gets lots of calls. And then to top it off, you go and insult Kevin Durant. You go and insult Kevin Durant by saying he's soft. He's not playing. He's not an all-around player. Well, you, I mean, he can't do this and he can't do that, and he should be guarding LeBron. Here's my take on it. Why would I want to guard LeBron when I know every time I get close to him, they're going to call a foul on me? That's hurting my team. That's real stuff there. That's hurting my team. So why won't guard them when I know if I breathe on LeBron too hard, they're going to call a foul on me? Anybody watch the game last night when LeBron ran over James Harden? Did anybody get a call on that? No, it was a keep playing, right? No, in fact, what happened was they called a foul on James Harden. That's what happened. And actually, and truthfully, it was a charge on LeBron. He ran over that boy. But, of course, nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to see that. The same thing. Now, here's something. Here's something that really bothers me. The same thing that Shaq used to do when Shaq first came in the league. For those that remember, how Shaq was playing them big men, and he just too strong for him and knocking them over. But eventually, they started calling the fouls on Shaq. Why? Because they realized it was actually a charge. LeBron, he just, when he wants to, he lowers that shoulder and he goes. Well, if he that dang on bad, put him in the NFL. Let him lower the shoulder against one of them linebackers. The defensive linemen weighing 300-something pounds. Then let them run over them. You know, but stop making this man seem like he's the next thing coming. He's good. I give him that. He's good. But he's not that good, okay? Not to be compared to no Wilt Chamberlain. And then this idiot had the nerve to say he was better than Michael Jordan. Are you kidding me? No. What about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? You know, Oscar Robinson. No, LeBron is nowhere in any of that. Any of that. What the heck is this guy thinking? I think they're sleeping together. The way he was going on, they had to be. They had to be. Because he was just carrying on. What the heck going on with these sportscasters these days? They need to get it right. They do. They need to get it right. It is not objective enough right now as far as these playoffs are going. The referees aren't being consistent, and all these media people calling Kyle Hurd. No, they just like they done fell in love with LeBron again. No, just early in the season, you know, he's not taking the key shots. He's not doing this. Now, all of a sudden, he's the greatest thing since apple pie. Really? We need to – oh, my goodness. Oklahoma City in 7, that's all I'm going to say about that, and we're going to move on. Now, if you disagree with it, that's fine. You can give me a call at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericglesstalk@gmail.com, and we can talk about it. We can talk about it. I have no problem with talking to you about that. That's just the way I'm feeling about it right now because it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Okay. I had said my piece on that. I'm good now. Moving on to the next subject. Now, you know, I'm sorry I couldn't be on the air yesterday, but you know, I had to go and pay homage to the IRS. You know those people. Yeah, I had to go and visit them yesterday, so that's why I wasn't on the air. But you'd be surprised at the stuff you see just sitting there waiting to be seen. Number one, I sat there for 5 hours. All they had to do was turn in some papers. That's all I had to do. 5 hours. Then to top it off, they give you an address. So you thinking you riding up to this big old building, you know, with the RS on it. With the words RS, so everybody know where it is. You can see it. man, this place was a little storefront back in a strip mall. In the corner. Cat a corner. Basically, if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't have found it. Don't worry, the only way I found it, because I got frustrated and I turned in there to turn around, and I saw it sitting there. That's how I found it. I'm sure a lot of other people found it, too, that way. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying. So I'm sitting there. Now, listen. If you are going anywhere in public, okay, I'm include public, okay, but if you're going anywhere into anybody's business, dealing with professionals, especially when it comes to your money, please dress like you got some sense. Put some clothes on. This young man walks into the IRS office, and I kid you not, number one, his hair wasn't combed. Number two, he had on a wife beater. Number three, he had on some basketball shorts hanging halfway off his butt. Number four, he had on some black socks. And number five, he had on house slippers. Am I the only one to see something wrong with that? I don't think so. Yes, he had on house slippers. And then to top it off, when the lady, the receptionist, answered the question that he asked her, he got upset. If you ask me a dumb question, I'm going to give you a dumb answer. And that's what the lady did. And he got all upset to where the security guard had to escort him out the door. And then to top it off, he going to call the lady a bee on the way out the door. Is this how we raising our young kids, our young people? Is this how we raising them? In fact, I'm going to give you an image to think about. Remember that Bernie Mac movie with Samuel Jackson, Soul Men? Okay, remember the daughter's boyfriend, the one with the long beard, the gold teeth, that Samuel Jackson beat up? That was the guy yesterday. He was just darker. So now you can get a visual image on that. And, you know, that was not a good thing. I was embarrassed. I really was. Then it was this other lady in there. Now, I know she knew she was coming to the IRS because she was in there. You know, it wasn't like it was a secret, a big secret. Okay? She had on a gray, I'm not even going to call this thing a sweat, so I don't know what it was. It was gray. Okay? It was too short for her. Then she had her hair, like she ain't combed her hair in about 3 weeks. And she's sitting up there like she's a beauty queen. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why? If we know we're going to deal with these people professionally, don't you think the way you go in there looking is the way they're going to perceive you and the way they're going to treat you? So why do we do this? Then we get mad. We get attitude. Why? You brought it on yourself. You really did. You brought it on yourself. Going there looking like, oh, my goodness. I seen bums look better than what she had on yesterday. I really did. You know, I tell you, somebody should have hit her in the head before she walked out that door. God damn. Because she's crazy. Going there looking all kind of ways. What the heck is going on with that? It just makes me mad. And then if you, but if she going to the club, I bet she decked out going to the club with her 80-inch ears on, her spicy wig, and her skirt that she done bought and kept a tag on so she returned Monday morning. Oh, yeah, I bet she looking good then. So just dress casual. You don't have to dress up. Just dress, look decent at least. Decent. Now, you know what, though? Here we go. Here we go. Now, I'm not going to put all that on a woman. I'm not. Now, maybe some of them don't have a man. Okay, I understand that. I understand that. But the ones that do, oh, my. What is really going on with that? How in the heck, men, are you walking out there letting your women look any kind of way? How are you doing this? Oh, I know what's going on. She goes and walk out the house in one thing and then goes into somewhere else and change her clothes. That's what it is? So she walk out the house looking decent, then go somewhere and change it to something that look raggedy. That's what you want us to believe? Or she sneaks out the house while you sleep or in the bathroom. Boy, I tell you, if that's what's going on, men, that's how we let our ladies walk out the house. And you know she ain't looking good in it, but yet you too scared to say anything. She appreciates you more if you tell her, baby, you need to go on and take change that. That's not looking good. Then for you to go and walk out the go and let her walk out the house, then everybody else when she walked by is whispering. And you know some people out there they ain't so nasty messy. They'll tell her she look good. Just because, when they know she don't, she doesn't. I mean, is that what we're going to now? Yeah, that's what we're going to, I guess. What the heck? What the heck? All right. If you're just joining in, welcome to Let's Talk. If you want to join the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat window up. So if you feel like chatting, go ahead and send me a message, and I most definitely get back with you. Today's topic is what the heck, which means it's an open mic. We're talking about any and everything and everybody. So if you got something on your mind that you want to say what the heck about or get off your chest, feel free to call, and we can do it together. We can do it together. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's why it's what the heck day. But yeah, it just amazes me how just people go out in public and they go out just la 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 and be proud. Be proud to be outside looking that way. Like they said some kind of fashion statement. But you know what? They are. They are setting a fashion statement. What not to wear in public. That's the fashion statement they trying to set. And you know, men, once again, so, you know, I got on the ladies already about what they wear. But, you know, it's time for me to jump on these men because, like I said before, men, if you letting your lady walk out the house looking any kind of way, you can't say anything to anybody who say anything to her. It's just that simple. You can't do it. Why can't you? Because you let her walk out the house like that. You was the first one to see her in it. Even if you had to go and pick her up and she had to come to your place or y'all met somewhere, you the first one to say, no, you can't let them come out the house looking like that. That is just raggedy. It is. That's just raggedy. But yet you let them walk out the house thinking they cute and they all sexy and, man, they looking so bad the flies are running from them. And you know the flies don't run from anybody. But that's how bad they look. The flies are running from them. We got to fix this, fellas. We need to fix this. We really do. And once again, ladies, I'm telling you, if you're over 250, stop. Please stop it. You cannot wear something made for a 175-pound woman. You can't do it. We don't want to see it. We don't. We don't want to see that. What the heck are you thinking? Because you're not cute. You look stank. That's right. I said it. You look stank. But yet you continue to do it. Walk out the house looking like that. And tell me that. Don't tell me you can't smell yourself. You should be the first one to smell some odors coming out. You got more cellulite going on than cottage cheese, and you got something all up your butt. Really? That's nasty. Or then you're going to put on these jeans that won't even go all up your butt, but yet you got a dang on thong on. Nobody want to see all that nastiness. That's nasty. That's not cute. And ladies, if you got to squat down and keep pulling it, when you squat down, you keep pulling a shirt down or some jeans up, that mean they too small. They too small. You know, men, we the same way, but the women, I mean, really? Well, it's very unenticing to walk by and see a woman with her crack of her butt showing and her thong going up it. Oh, that's so nasty. And you know what? You be so dang on big, only thing you see is the top part. You don't see the string. You just see where it's supposed to go in, go down the crack. But that's all you see. You ain't seeing nothing else. So if you can't find it, why we want to see it? I kind of feel sorry for the thong. You got to go through all that. But you out there thinking you looking cute, and every time you turn over, you bending over. We don't want to see that nastiness. Well, like I said, the flies don't even want to be around you. You need to fix that. You need to fix it. That's right, y'all. Today's topic is what the heck? And I'm just talking about whatever and whenever. So if you want to talk about whatever or whenever, give me a call at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And you know what? I don't care. Some of y'all out there talking about some people like to see big women. That's fine. That's not what I'm talking about. It's one thing to be a big woman, dress like you got some sense, and look sexy. Then a big woman with everything hanging out, nasty, stinking, and just ugh. That's all I can say, just ugh. There's a difference. There is. I'm not saying that big women aren't attractive. That's not what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. But what I am saying is, carry yourself like you got some decency, some sense. You know you ain't no 105 pounds. You know you're not 195 pounds. You know you're a big girl. Cover that mess up. We know you're a big girl. But yet you out here dressing like you just, oh my, like you were a size 3, bulging out of everything, scared to fart because if you fart, you'll blow a hole in whatever you got on and just blow it right on off. What the heck? That is just not good. That is not good. Yeah, y'all, I'm on it today because I'm feeling it. It's cloudy outside. It's raining a little bit. And I just seen some things that just have driven me crazy these last 2 days. I have. Now, let me get on our veterans. Now, I'm a veteran. You're a veteran. I see you in the street, in the club. You getting your groove on, you know. You dancing, you know, you're on a softball field, batting and running and running and having a ball. Then you go up to the VA, and what you doing? Riding in one of them go-karts with a cane. Are you kidding me? If I see you, you don't think nobody else see you? You're the ones that make it hard for the ones of us that really need the help. Because you lollygagging around, we can't get the help we need. Because you getting everything. That is disgusting. That tells me you didn't care about your soldiers. If you was a soldier, you wasn't a good one. Because you scamming getting my help I need. So I know you scam your soldiers and your unit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, you did. Stop it. That's like stealing from Walmart. Stop it. God dang it. Everything goes up because you stealing out of Walmart and stealing my dang on VA stuff. Stop stealing. Now, I want a little bit too. God dang it, you're always stealing from Walmart. Yeah, I said it. They stealing from Walmart. Now, listeners out there, it's this new word that has been invented mostly by sportscasters. And I'm curious, is it a real word or is one of these words that they just have made up? It's called maturation or maturation. Somebody looked that up and sent me a message to let me know if that's real or not. All of a sudden, you know, it's a popular word for everybody to use, but I don't think anybody really checked to see if it was a real word. Can somebody look that up and send me a message and let me know? Because it sounds dumb. It really does. So somebody look that up and send me a message. Because every time you turn around, somebody talking about the maturation, the maturation, the maturation. What happened to the mature, matured, maturing? I ain't never heard of maturation. They just created a word and it's in play. That's like something that's normal now. The walk-off homer. The walk-off homer. You know, when I first figured out the walk-off homer, what is that? Or the walk-off touchdown. Walk-off field goal. Okay. So what you telling me, you kick the field goal and the field goal walk off the field? That what you saying? I'm just asking. Because that's about how much sense that one makes too. But eventually I figured out what it was. They make a play and the game is over. Sometimes we just get too fancy for our own pants. We do. We get too fancy. We come up, we make up stuff and make stuff harder than it really has to be. I'm not understanding that. Well, when we come back from this short break, we're going to continue on with What the Heck Wednesday. Because I got a lot more to go. See you in the two. Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you from Fort Hood, Texas. Today's show is What the Heck? If you want to join in, you can call in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, I just had a What the Heck moment just during the break. Now, I'm trying to come back on the dang old air, and I done turned the music off, but my mic ain't turned back on. And what did I say? What the heck? So that's why y'all didn't hear anything. Just in case y'all was going to say something, I think I had to go ahead and let you know. So that's why today is What the Heck Day. It's one of those days. You ever have one of them days to where nothing is going right, and the only thing you can say is, what the heck? I know some of y'all say worse things than heck, but I'm just saying what the heck today. And that's what we should do. You know, some days you just have to say what the heck. You know, because everybody's getting on your nerves. You got a migraine. You're just tired of being around folk. And all thing you can say is what the heck. What the heck. And that's where I'm at today. After these last 2 days, that is where I'm at with what the heck. My next what the heck moment. We done had two trials that have ended with acquittal for both people, John Edwards and Roger Clemens. One was a politician, the other one a baseball. But yet, our government, who's always complaining about money, spending too much money, you know, not doing this and not doing that. Well, you don't went and spent thousands and millions of dollars trying to prosecute these people that you didn't have a case on anyway, just because you didn't like what they did the first time. You didn't like Roger Clemens got away the first time, so you're going to bring him back to try and get him again. Really? You ain't like John Edwards because he had a hole in the side and he still go around and visit her. Y'all ain't like it then because you got caught with yours. But you done spent our taxpayer money doing this. And the same happened with Barry Bonds. He beat you the first time, so you had to go back and spend more of our money trying to get him again, and he still came out with just one charge. Congress, what the heck is going on with y'all? What the heck is going on? Why y'all wasting our taxpayer money on this little crap? Shouldn't y'all have no work trying, making sure our seniors don't lose Medicaid? Shouldn't you be doing that? Trying to create more ways for people to get a job? Instead of spending millions of dollars trying to prosecute some nuts we don't really care about? We can care less what they do. If he's shooting steroids in his body, that's him. Who cares? What the heck? If John Edwards want to sling penis around, then you know what? Let him do it. It's going to fall off eventually because he's going to stick it in the wrong thing. But why are you spending my money on that? Now the next thing is they're going after Lance Armstrong again. Why? The man done beat cancer. You know, he done started doing triathlons. Now y'all decide y'all want to get him. More wasted money. More wasted money. But yet you keep saying, well, the president is spending too much and we're not getting the deficit down. I guess we aren't. We're doing dumb things like that. What the heck are y'all thinking up there? Are y'all just that bored to where you have to just go after people just because? Heck no. What the heck is going on? And nobody has the balls up there to say, well, we can't keep doing this. You're right, you can't. That's my money you spending. That's my money you spending. That's your money they spending. But ain't nobody saying nothing about that. Who really cares? Who really cares? care. I really do. You gonna try this man because he didn't tell y'all the truth. Well, okay. And he still didn't tell you the truth. Now what? John Edwards in there flirting with one of the jurors. Duh. You think they was gonna convict him? Now they flirting with him. Come on, be real. Be real. That wasn't happening. But, you know, y'all the elected officials, y'all know more than we do. Next time, take one of them great polls you be taking all the time. We'll tell you don't do it. You know them polls that nobody ever sees, but they always got some numbers? And what's up with that? What's up with that? Every time you turn around, according to so-and-so poll, 800 Americans prefer to eat bacon over sausage. Well, who the heck is the 800 citizens? Because I tell you, if they calling me and it's 800 number, I'm not answering it. I'm not. I'm not even going to front like that. I'm not going to answer it. Because it's 800 number. 800 number is what? Telemarketers, 9 times out of 10. Or it's some bill collector trying to catch you. What the heck? You know, Stop. Let me see them polls. Oh, you want me to answer a poll? Send it to me in the mail. Now, I look at my mail. And most of us do because, you know, we have things we want coming in the mail. But I think, y'all, check this out, y'all. I know a lot of y'all don't know this. You see them commercials when the movie trailers are coming up and it says, like, time, Florida Time News says, outstanding movie ready for the Oscars, or the Los Angeles Times says, mega hit. You know those little captions they have under where supposedly these people have said certain things? Well, did you know half the time if you go back and research that, them people don't have nothing to do with that. Somebody just sat there and made up them quotes to make it look more interesting. I bet y'all didn't know that. In a lot of cases, that is for real. And I'm saying that to say this. They probably making up the results of the polls depending on who's doing it and who wanted what, who wanted to say what. I don't put much faith in them anyway because I don't think they're asking the right people. You really want to know what's going on? Go in the hood and ask somebody. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Go in the hood and ask somebody. You get what's really going on in the hood. But you asking Susie Homemaker out there in suburbia, she gonna give you the correct, the politically correct answer. But you really wanna know what's going on in America? Go to the hood. Go into the neighborhoods where everybody's struggling on food stamps. No, working at Burger King or working and barely making it. Go and visit those people and do your polls. And then come back and tell me what the poll says. I bet you won't say it because it'd be too real for you. It will be. It'll be too real for you. They wouldn't dare put it up. I challenge them. You wouldn't put it up, would you? Heck no. I must admit, some of it they probably wouldn't be able to put up or even understand. So, but the stuff they could, they wouldn't put it up. They wouldn't. And that's not a good thing. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Now, Maturation, somebody sent me a message, but for some reason I can't get it open. It just says the process of. I guess that means the process of maturing, huh? Okay. If that's what it is, I guess I have to say, okay, it's not a made-up word. But in the same token, why say that when you can say he's matured? He's maturing. I watch him mature into. You know, why you going to try and use a big word like that anyway? The process of becoming mature, the emergence of personal and behavior characteristics through growth process, the final stages of differentiation of cells, issues, tissues, or organs. Okay. All right. I stand corrected. They didn't make it up. This is a real word. It is. It's a real word. But still, they don't have to use it. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Just say they mature or they're maturing. But I guess in this realm of trying to sound intelligent, you say that. Okay, fine, whatever. Gucci, goo, 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 whatever. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. What the heck? Why do we feel that everything we have to say has to be so large, enamorous? I just did enamorous. Why do they have to be such big words? And nine out of ten of them, we don't know what the meaning is. We just heard it said and figure out how to use it. And we ain't gonna get into trying to spell it. I tell you, some of us have trouble spelling I. I know some of y'all walk around out of a, how you spell I? I know. What the heck? What are we doing? All right, y'all. Today is What the Heck Wednesday. If you want to join in the conversation, 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat window open, so if you feel like chatting a little bit, come on and hit me up. I'll be here. Okay. Woo! I had to stop laughing for a minute, y'all, because that got me in. Because I say in admiration, I have no idea what that word means. I guess I got to look it up then, huh? Woo! I know. Anyway, now. Okay. I'm coming down. Okay. We getting there. Now, something else I want to talk about. And this is directed to my fellas. Fellas, now, I know some of y'all like to wear your goatees and your beards. I know this. But here's a clue. All of you can't wear them. If you got that nappy hamburger hair, you don't do it. Don't do it. That looks bad, brother. I'm going to tell you, it looks bad. It looks bad growing in. Then once again, it looks bad there because you have spots. And you know those spots that be missing hair? Yeah. So you got a sideburn going down like it's got the measles. Because you got spots missing. And then the spots are there, they so rolled up, it's like a shooting gallery. You know what I mean? You get the scratch and you see it go up. Bing! See? And then what done happened? You done, man, you done hurt somebody with the old hard hair. So if you're doing it, don't come on. You know, come with something else. Just come up with something else. Just cut it off. If you got big lips, oh well, you got big lips. After a while, they look normal to everybody. Oh, I'm just saying. Oh, Lord. Now, ladies in the house, I'm not going to get in y'all too bad today because I like women. Now, look. Here we go. Ladies, when you go to the bathroom, Now, I'm trying to put this as gently as I can, okay? And you are on your cycle. You have to pull that thing out or take that thing off. Stop putting it down the toilet, dang it. Stopping up my toilet. Then I can't go and do my morning constitutional because my toilet backing up. Now I got to go and call a plumber to come out here and unplug it because your stuff done swell up and block the water flow. Stop doing that. I mean, really? Wrap it up, put it in one of them Walmart bags you done stole some stuff with in, and then go on to take it and put it in the trash. And don't be talking about you don't want to touch it. It came out of you. Why you don't want to touch it? But you'll touch something else, won't you? Yeah, you will. I don't understand it. What the heck is going on? I'm just saying. It's amazing. That's common sense stuff. You know, if it go up in you and it swells up in you to plug the hole, then what makes you think it's not going to swell some more when you get it in that water in the toilet? Blocking the pipe up. Good Lord, please, don't do that. Stop it. Okay? Gosh, Lee. Woo, Lord. Okay. I have said that now. Like I said, ladies, I didn't mean no harm. I just was passing some information on to you. Because, you know, it's just the right thing to do. Yes, it is. Yeah, you ever notice you see somebody riding in their car and the car is like, you see the car going down the road and you ride up next to a person, you look over there and you're like, they look just like their car. You ever do that? It's amazing to me how that works. I do it sometimes. I'm like, dang, they look like their car. Or better yet, you got a huge person in a little car all scrunched up. And usually it's more than one. It's usually about two of them. And they scrunched up in their head touching the ceiling. And they just driving like they cool with the windows down. Because you know why they driving with the windows down? All that heat and stuff they got going on up in there with that body heat, the air conditioner broke on them. So they got to ride with all the windows down. You know you've seen it. You know you have. And you said the same thing. I've done it too. I sure have. So now, stop saying I'm wrong because I'm not. I'm telling the truth and you know it. You know I'm telling the truth. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, once again, I do have a chat window up. So even after the show, if you want to chat, I'll be around for a little while. Now, going on back. Now, let's go on back and get on with the last 9 minutes of the show. Let's get it on. Now, y'all, okay, I just got an email, and this email says, if you have a woman that does not know how to put her tampons or pad in the trash, she is nasty, and you do not need her anyway. Amen! There's a winner! You are so right. You are so right. But then again, if I figure out that's what she's doing, hopefully I can. I ain't even going to put it in there. I'll teach her butt what to properly do with them. Because when she gets finished plunging that toilet two or three times, I'm sure she'll figure out what's going on and what she need to do. I am saying. I mean, come on. Hey, that lady that had my kids, I can't just kick her out. I may want to, or make her pay the plumbing bill. That may change her mind, too. Or better yet, just get a pack of diapers. Here, put the diaper on. And get the cloth diapers, not the blue. Get the cloth diapers. That way she got to wash them out. Oh, what y'all saying? I'm wrong. I ain't wrong. Hey, that's just a solution to a problem. You have to look at everything now. You got to look at everything. Quit playing. Oh, before I end this show, did y'all hear about that policeman that died having a threesome? And his wife sued the police department, and she won a bunch of money. I know y'all didn't hear about that. Yeah. And number one, he part of me. I guess he was on extra duty, or what they say. He was having a threesome, and he had a heart attack. Who was he protecting? I guess them two he was having the old threesome with. But he had a heart attack in the middle of having the threesome. His wife sued the city or the police about somebody, and she won. She won. I'm like, how does that happen? What the heck? I mean, what the heck? It wasn't their fault that he decided he wanted to get on with two other people without inviting his wife. But she got the money, a whole lot of money. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's just some of the things out there that just say, makes you amaze you. Yeah, it does. It really amazes you. And people, look, I'm going to tell you something. Some of us like to read when we go in the bathroom, okay? Now, I know some of you have guests or what have you, you know, and that may use the bathroom every now and then. So, keep some read material now, please. That way they won't go through your cabinets. Because most of the time they're going through your cabinets to find something to read. Even if it's a deuce box that tell you how to deuce the direction, they'll read that. Because they just used to reading. Without reading, they lonely and bored up in the bathroom. You have to get comfortable. So have some read material in there. You know, if anything, what you have to do is get some old magazine, put a little magazine rack in there right by the toilet, you know, within arm's reach now, not right down by your feet where you won't be comfortable. That way they go through your cabinets. They ain't got no reason to look in your bathtub or nothing, because they're going to sit down and get comfortable. Number one, I don't want nobody doing all that in my house. But if they have to, because, you know, some cases you just have to. You ever had to have that move where you just have to, and no matter where you're at, you're going to start sweating, your legs shaking, you know, and you're sitting there making and trying to hold, and your stomach is going, and you're just like, oh, Lord. And you know you can't make it to your next destination by time, you know. So then you feel it coming a little bit, and you scritch up and loosen your belt or with your dress or whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So in that case, have some weed material now for the people and some air spray. And some air spray, because usually those distinct ones. I'm just saying. Ooh, boy. Okay, all right. Well, all right. Well, that's the show for today, my listeners. I do appreciate you listening. Like I said before, though, I will keep my chat window open for a little while. So if you feel like chatting after the show, no problem. I'll be on. You can chat with me, and we can laugh some more. Okay? Outstanding. But, once again, thank you for listening. Join me tomorrow. And our topic is going to be... ladies, take care of them cars. No, it's not. That's not the topic. And I just wanted to put that out there. That came to my mind. But we'll get to that on the next, the Wednesday. Tomorrow, our topic really is going to be, why even diet? Okay? All right, y'all. Well, that's it. Once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and I hope you have a great day. I'm out of here.